yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Williams. Today, we're going to talk about IV nutrition and cancer therapy. You know, in our bodies, there's only one reason why we put food in our mouth. We put food in our mouth because our body needs raw materials. So what is raw materials? Well, first, you have to understand that just because you put stuff in your mouth doesn't mean that it actually gets into your body. Between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your mouth and through your body. It's not inside your body. It is actually outside your body. How do we know? Because if you swallowed a coin, it will be in your stool tomorrow. That coin went straight through your body and exited at the rear. So when you put food into your mouth, the purpose is to get the raw materials from the food that you put in. For instance, in your mouth, any starches or carbohydrates is digested by the saliva in your mouth into sugar, and sugar is absorbed into your body while it's still in your mouth, because sugar is microscopic enough for the cells in your mouth to bring it into your body. When you eat proteins, the stomach uses strong acid to digest the proteins into amino acids, and the amino acid is microscopic enough to get into your body. In your duodenum, bile digests fats along with amylase into lipids, and lipid is microscopic enough to get into your body, and so it's absorbed into your body. In your intestines, your body breaks down the fruits and vegetables you eat, and all the minerals and vitamins are absorbed into your body. And then in your colon, all the water is retained by your body. And then finally, you have the end product, which is your stool, which is supposed to be just the stuff that your body cannot use. So if your body is efficient, then 100% of the raw materials in the foods you eat will be brought into your body. If your body is not efficient, i.e. if you have leaky gut, intestinal dysbiosis, inflammation in your GI tract, you will not absorb 100% of the raw materials you put into your body. Maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 50% may be wasted in your stool. But the key here is that when you eat food, the purpose is to get the raw materials into your body. Unfortunately, because our GI tract is not efficient, because so many of us have heartburn and bloating and diarrhea and constipation and GI upset, because we have all these complaints, we are not being very efficient at digesting foods. And if you take too much of certain foods, your body can react negatively. That's why IV nutrition is so much more powerful for your body. Now, I want you to understand something. For every gram of sugar that you put into your body can take 1 gram of sugar and turn it into 4 ATPs of energy. That's the energy unit of your mitochondria. 1 gram of protein gives also 4 ATPs of energy. 1 gram of fat gives 9 ATP of energy. And 1 gram of oxygen, 36 ATPs of energy. So on the power scale, oxygen gives more energy than fats, which gives more energy than carbohydrates or proteins. Now in your body, sugar is the checking account, and fat is your savings account. In other words, your body wants to improve the savings account and live on the checking account just like you would. So when you have sugar, your body will use the sugar and store the rest. That's what the body wants to. That's why when you drink a lot of water, you urinate a lot. When you don't drink a lot of water, you don't urinate a lot. Why is that? Well, when you drink water frequently, your body says, you know, I'm going to get some more water in the next 30 minutes so I can waste this. If you eat one meal a day, your body says, you know, I may never get another meal, so I'm going to save this meal, and it saves us fat. That's why people who eat once in a while, they find that even though they don't eat a lot, they still gain weight. And so for you to lose weight, you actually have to eat more frequently, because then the body can say, you know, I don't need to save this because I'm going to get another meal. So now where does IV nutrition come in? You see, in your body, if you, for instance, if you use, take vitamin C, if you take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you're going to find out that you have diarrhea and you have discomfort. But in IV nutrition, you can take, we can give you 25,000 milligrams, 50,000 milligrams, up to 125,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So you can tolerate a lot more of raw materials in the IV than you can when you take them orally. So in someone who has problems with poor digestion and malabsorption, like people have food sensitivities, gluten sensitivities, people have food allergies, leaky gut, dysbiosis, intestinal parasites, and yeast infections, those people have poor absorption. People who have had surgical procedures, like who have had gastric bypass or lap band or gallbladder removal, those people can all have problems with digestion, and so they have problems getting raw materials in the body. If you have problems like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or gastritis, you also have problems getting raw materials into your body. Now, if you feel fatigue, if you have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, adrenal fatigue, anxiety and depression, those can all be secondary to malabsorption. It could be a secondary to poor nutritional status. So IV nutrition can help with all of those things that we just talked about. It can help with poor digestion and malabsorption. It can help with inflammation such as ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, gastritis. It can help with people who have fatigue. If you have infections, whether it's a viral infection or hepatitis or HIV, IV nutrition can help. People have parasitic problems, yeast problems, bacterial infection. IV nutrition can also help them. Cancer. When you have cancer, people mistake the fact that they think that cancer kills people. But cancer doesn't kill anyone. If you have breast cancer, you don't die from the cancer. If you have colon cancer, you don't die from the cancer. You die from malabsorption, malnutrition, and you die from infections. Well, why is that? Because when you have cancer and you get treated by chemotherapy, well, the chemotherapy kills cells indiscriminately. So you're not just killing the cancer cells. You're killing your brain cells. You're killing your heart cells, your liver cells, your kidney cells, your muscle cells, your intestinal cells. You're killing your bone cells, your hair cells. And because of that, your body is debilitated. And because of that, you have no energy, you have brain fog, your muscles are weak, you can't get out of bed, you just cannot function. And a lot of people, when they have chemotherapy, they have nausea and vomiting and all these other problems. So chemotherapy really affects your nutritional status. Well, with the chemotherapy, you also kill your immune cells. And what does your immune cells do? Your immune cells is responsible for getting rid of bacterial infection, viral infection, fungal infection, yeast infection, and the immune cells is what kills your cancer cells. So when you get chemo, you also kill the cells that protect you. So if you get a viral infection, instead of your immune system destroying the virus right away, it the viral spreads or the bacterial spreads, and it gets worse. So someone who has a pneumonia, when they are on chemo, instead of the medication to help pneumonia, suddenly you get septic and you die from the pneumonia. Or you can die from a viral infection. So when you have these things, IV nutrition is very, very helpful to help with the symptoms of that. But it's not just cancer. It's not just malabsorption. It's for people who have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, people who have a Lyme's disease. Lyme's disease is a lot like cancer. It's overwhelming infections, and you have a lot of problems with it. And so IV nutrition, just like it helps with cancer, it also helps with Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. It helps with a variety of problems. Now, IV nutrition can also help with detoxification and chelation. Chelation means removing toxic metals from your body. If you have had plaques in your arteries, if you've had a heart attack, chelation can help remove the plaques and the toxic metals from your arteries and from the rest of your body. Detoxification, IV nutrition can also help with detoxification. IV nutrition can help patients who have high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, migraines, heart arrhythmia. They can also help boost your health and prevent illness. So IV nutrition can help for a variety of conditions. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're talking about IV nutrition and cancer therapy. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at a number of the book outlets. You can also get it on the website www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. And I just want to remind you that next month we are going to be moving to our new facility, which is across the walkway from where we are now to the first floor, to a very nice new location. So I want to invite you all to come to our grand opening for that facility. Now, what is some typical IV therapy that we do? You know, a lot of you may have heard of Myers cocktail. That's usually for patients who have fatigue, chronic depression, fibromyalgia, infections, asthma, people who have congestive heart failure, angina, chronic sinusitis, muscle spasms, migraines, and dementia. We also do high-dose vitamin C for cancer and malnutrition. It helps in those conditions. And when we talk about high-dose vitamin C, it's not your typical 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams that you take orally. It's 50,000, 75,000, 100,000, 125,000 milligrams of vitamin C via the IV. We can also help with give IV glutathione for liver detoxification, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, also for claudication. We can give IV chelation, EDTA, for heavy metals and arterial plaques. We give higher doses for chronic fatigue syndrome. We also have IV nutrition for energy. We have hydrogen peroxide therapy for viral infections, phosphatidylcholine for liver detoxification, for memory, for energy, fibromyalgia, and arterial chelation. We can also give IV arginine for hypertension and wound healing. And we also can help with viral infections. So IV nutrition can be used for a myriad of things. Now, at the Wellness Aesthetics, we do a lot of IV nutrition therapy. We do it for patients who have cancer and want alternative help with cancer. We do it for patients with Lyme's disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. And for those, we use a variety of things. So you might come in and what you know, we do a full evaluation. And so we may give you something like high-dose minerals. When you say high-dose minerals, it means that we give you plenty of good minerals that your body needs. We can give you high-dose vitamin C, high-dose B vitamins. Your B vitamins are your energy vitamins. B vitamins are required for most chemical reactions in your body. You know, one cell, in a cell, there's over 100,000 chemical reactions in a cell per minute. And you have close to 100 trillion cells in your body. That's a tremendous amount of chemical reactions. And most of those chemical reactions need minerals and B vitamins. Most of them do. B vitamins is a water-soluble vitamin, just like vitamin B and vitamin C are both water-soluble, which means that your body doesn't store them. You have to provide them for your body every day. The fat-soluble vitamin, which is vitamin A, vitamin K, and vitamin D, those can be stored in your fat, and so you don't need them as regularly on a daily basis as you do vitamin B and vitamin C. All right? We can also add high-dose glutathione and high-dose phosphatidylcholine, and that's great for your memory and your brain. For people who have Parkinson's, people who have problems with dementia, phosphatidylcholine is excellent for that. chelation. We also include hydrogen peroxide. We include ozone therapy in our IVs. And what ozone does, remember we talked about the energy that's provided by your nutrition. 1 gram of oxygen creates 36 ATPs of energy compared to 1 gram of sugar, which only creates 4. So when we give high-dose ozone in our IV nutrition, that gives your cells an energy boost. We also use ultraviolet light radiation, which is we put an IV in you, and at the tip of the IV, there is a light, and the light gives different frequencies irradiation to the blood, and it runs for about an hour, and in that time frame, all your blood passes by this light, and so the IV, the ultraviolet light radiation that goes in there, it does a number of things. For instance, it helps your immune system by helping to kill cancer cells and other pathogens in your blood, like viruses and fungus and parasites and things like that. So that helps with that. It helps reduce the number of pathogens in your cells. It helps reduce inflammation. And inflammation causes 80% of all medical problems. Inflammation also causes pain. So when you reduce inflammation, you decrease the problems that you have with inflammation, which is most medical problems, and you reduce pain by reducing inflammation. The ultraviolet light radiation also increases ATP synthesis, so therefore you have more energy production by your cells. It helps improve wound healing. So if you have any kind of, if you had surgery or if you have an injury, it improves the wound healing. We already talked about reduction in pain. It improves circulation and it improves blood oxygen transport to your cells. You know, since your blood is your body's highway system, more nutrition, more raw materials are delivered to your organs because when you put it in the veins, your organs such as your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your brain, your skin, your bones, your genitals, those all receive more nutrition so that they can actually do things to help your body function better. So the ultraviolet light radiation, in addition to the IV nutrition, they all act synergistically to improve your body. All right? Now, in addition to that, we also give high-frequency wave therapy, which has a protocol for most, just about every illness. You have a protocol, a frequency that affects that. So IV nutrition in our office helps with a variable of things. You name it, it helps. So we use a lot of IV nutrition, especially for patients who have Lyme's disease and patients who have chronic fatigue and patients who have problems with dementia or neurological problems and patients who have cancer. IV nutrition is very, very important for those people. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set Us Free. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, a lot of the other bookstores. They're available at www.growyoungeragain.com. Growyoungeragain.com. You can also get more information by calling the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So once again, we are talking about IV nutrition and cancer. We can also include in that detoxification, because detoxification is very, very important. Remember, in your body, you have almost 100 trillion cells in your body. That's correct. And each one of those cells are living organisms. And because they are living organisms, each one of those cells do number one and number two in your body. Now, you and I do number one, number two in the bathroom. But imagine if you did number one, number two in your office, in your bedroom, wherever you are, in your bed, and never cleaned it up. Imagine how those would smell. Well, that's what's happening in your body. And so your body needs to detox or clean your cells, number one and number two. Also, I always say this, people who exercise are more toxic than the couch potato. Why is that? Because the more energy you produce, the more toxins you produce. You see, a Maserati, lots of power, lots of energy, lots of smoke, lots of toxins. A jet plane, lots of power, lots of smoke. A Volkswagen, no power, no toxins. See, the way your body works is, if you went out camping and it was cold, what would you do? You'd want to get some heat, right? So you would light a fire. So how would you? You'll get some logs. Logs would be your raw materials. You would light the logs. That would be a chemical reaction. And once you light the logs produces a product. The chemical reaction produces a product. The product would be heat. At the other end of the heat would be smoke. If you wanted more heat, you'd make a bigger fire. So you get more heat, but you'd get more smoke. So for those of you out there who are very athletic, the ones of you who runs races and work out all the time, I want you to know you need more detoxin than a couch potato, because your body generates more energy, therefore it generates more toxicity. So with IV nutrition, we can also help you detox your body. Very, very important. We use something called a lipid exchange, which is glutathione and phosphatidylcholine, which helps your body detox. Glutathione is the number one detoxer that your liver makes, but because of all the things that's going on, your body needs help. Your liver needs help. And so giving you IV glutathione and phosphatidylcholine, we help your body detox. Therefore, your brain functions better. Your cells function better. Your heart function better. All your organs function better. And you are healthier and feel great. So I cannot overemphasize how important IV nutrition is to your health, simply because in this day and age, the raw materials that we get from our foods is not adequate enough. That's why everyone needs supplements, because supplements helps your body get the raw material you need, because the soil that we grow things in is not rich enough to provide the minerals and vitamins that your body needs. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Thank you all very much. Once again, the phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the other bookstores. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. Last but not least, you can call the One Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, F-E-E-L. 29.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great day. And remember, we're going to be moving into our new office in the next few weeks, across from where we are. It's going to be a great facility. I want to invite you all to our opening house. Thank you all very much.